By the way, Breakfast and Clyde One, our special guest on the show today, only Little Mix.
Woo!
Oh my God, welcome back, because it's been a while since you've been on. I think it's about a year since we've spoken. So what's been happening?
Oh, well, lots.
We've been promoting our new single.
Which we're going to play in just a minute.
Yay, do you like it?
We love it. We love that kind of, it's a big summer jam really, isn't it?
Yes,
it is indeed.
I mean, influenced by the old Soul to Soul thing, which I'm old enough to remember back in the day. I love that tune, and I love this twist on it, and I just think it sounded great. So explain it to everybody else. How did this come about?
So we were just, you know, at rehearsals. Our A&R came down and he started playing us some music. And we heard it, and we were literally like, we had this feeling, didn't we, come over us? And it was the feeling we had when we heard Shout Out to My Ex, and we were all just obsessed with it. And it just felt like a no-brainer. It's just such a good vibe. It's such a summer anthem.
Very, very catchy.
Yes.
And I know that you... Did you just finish recording the video for the song?
We did it a few weeks ago.
Right, because the pictures were online today, so I don't know if they've been reposted, but you guys look amazing in it. I love the colours. It's so bright.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was a really fun video to shoot. All the different looks were so much fun. We just love to dress up, don't we?
I feel like it's one of our, like, strongest look videos, if that makes sense. Like, they're all really sort of
I feel like they're ones that people can copy at Halloween.
Yes.
Yeah, they're very fashion.
That's how you know it's a good look. Iconic.
Cassie's sitting watching going, damn it, I wish I looked that good. It's just not
fair. Is it Leanne's tights that have got the kind of paint up the front?
Good old Moschino.
Oh, they're lovely. Really nice.
See, I've got a 11-year-old who's obsessed with Little Mix. It's only a matter of time until she starts doing that to all her tights now, you know what I mean?
Get the Sharpie.
Imagine.
It'd be a lot cheaper than Moschino anyway, or Moschino.
So this is the new single. It's out June 14th. When is the album out? We're going to get a new Little Mix album with new tunes, and what's going to happen?
We've decided that we're just going to run with this single because we absolutely love it for now. And we're going to obviously do some writing sessions and see how that goes, but we're not going to rush an album out just yet because we've only just put out LM5, so we're not putting any pressure on ourselves, and we've got tour, so we're very busy at the moment, so we're just going to see how it goes.
I read somewhere you'd sold 45 million records, is that right? 45
million? I think it's actually a little bit more than that.
And it'll be even more by the end of this interview, you know what I mean?
That's it.
It's up and up. 45, well, that's insane, is it
not? Do you know what? We were just sat around talking about all the little stats and all the sort of records we've done. And when we think about it, like, it's amazing.
What did we get told the other day?
And I really wanted to say it, but
I hate saying it because I'm like, look at us, we're fantastic. But we got told the other day that we are the biggest selling female acts in the UK ever.
Wow.
So we're up there with Adele, the queen of all queens.
Oh my God.
And how does that settle in? Does it settle in at all?
It's just very weird.
Yeah. I think it's high time we got a Madame Tussauds waxwork, if I'm honest.
I thought you'd have those years ago. I thought you'd be on to the next one by now.
No.
Well, you don't want one like Ariana Grande because that didn't go well, did it?
I'm not sure about that, you know. I think they need to sort it out, I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's
and then
problem.
Whilst they're at it, make one of us would be nice.
Get any left over, so maybe melt down some of these old bands from back in the day, you know?
Make room for Little Mix.
There used to be a Girls Aloud one I went when I was little.
Is there not one anymore, Girls
Don't
Aloud?
Don't need them anymore. Sure. Melt them down, you know what I mean? The Spice Girls, I guess they'll keep because they're on the comeback. But melt down Bananarama as well. Throw them in there.
Oh, my gosh.
Jobs are good. Get that Little Mix one done. Cool. Now, you come back to Glasgow. I saw you last time you were at Hydro, and that show was just spectacular. It was great.
Thank you.
So 3 dates, is that right, in October? I've got the 17th, 18th and the 19th.
Yes, we love the Scottish crowd. We can't wait. We just love touring. Touring is the best thing in the whole world, so... We're buzzing.
So how much work goes into that? Because I'm guessing there's going to be like months and months of preparation. You've got to be fit. You've got to be ready.
Yeah, we've definitely got to like build up a good stamina because we're doing like a long show every single night. And obviously we do a lot of dancing and singing at the same time. So, yeah, it really is a bit of a workout. So,
when you take time off, do you completely come away from the gym or because you're so used to it, do you like to be back in there all the time?
Oh, absolutely not. Nice. This is the thing. When we're not on tour, I'm so unfit.
and I just feel a bit like a sloth. Yeah. And the only time I'm fit is when I'm on tour, so that's why I look forward to it, because it's like a gym session, yeah, but a fun one.
Yeah, I'm a sloth all the time, I'm not going to lie. Because of the red for sure, I can never be bothered going to the gym.
When you're up, it's
who can be bothered?
Yeah,
you've got to make sure. Now, see, when you're on tour and you come to Glasgow, you come to our city, is there a favourite haunt you have? Is there somewhere you go?
Oh, in Glasgow. I think last time we were in Glasgow, we went to like an escape room.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't it? And it was really good. It was in just some family's house.
That was the one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was wicked.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Someone's house?
Yeah, it was an escape room, but it was just like a family business. I think they'd just done up the house a bit and was like, you want to come in?
What?
To reach.
Oh, wow. Oh, I think you went to Flip Out as well, didn't you? The trampoline park.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
That is the most fun ever.
That was wicked.
We were like kids jumping around, weren't we?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we can't wait to come back now.
Cassie works here every Friday night, so it's legendary. Guess who is in? Only Little Mix. Oh, my God. Well, I tell you what, we cannot wait for you guys to come back to play the Hydro in October, so I will be there with my 11-year-old daughter, who will be singing along to every tune, no doubt. And let's play the new tune, Bounce Back, right now. Thank you, Little Mix.
Ooh, thank you, guys.
Thank you.